Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with our producer, Rosemary Brandt. Rose and I would like to welcome you to the Buckmaster Show on this Tuesday, April the 8th, 2014. Hope you're having a good day. We are live each weekday, noon to 1, on AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's voice, and Southern Arizona's most powerful news talk radio station. During the noon hour, we'll have another heavily scheduled show for you, starting off with an introductory visit to our program from Michael Leavis. Mike is a Republican who wants to challenge longtime Congressman Raul Grijalva in the 3rd Congressional District in Arizona. And then, of course, Tuesday, it's our Moneymaker Report, about 20 minutes past the hour. Certified financial advisor Shelley Fishman will join us. At the bottom of the hour, we'll meet the new vet at the Pima Animal Care Center, and then we'll close out the show with Alex Rodriguez. Mr. Rodriguez heads the Southern Arizona office for the Arizona Technology Council. Let's welcome now on the Buckmaster Show live line, Mike Olivas. Mike is a Republican who is seeking the nomination in Arizona's 3rd Congressional District, born in Tucson, raised in Morenci. He is a former staff member in the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate. He returned to Arizona to start his own company. Mr. Olivas, how are you today?
Doing well. How are you, Bill?
Doing real well. Mike, why are you involved in this race? Why do you want to challenge? First of all, you have to get by the primary and Gabby Sauceda Mercer. Why do you want to be a congressperson?
Well, first of all, I want to clarify, I never left Arizona while working for those members of Congress, and I've lived here my entire life. I want to put the word work back in the vocabulary of the American people. Sadly, unemployment has been the only term used by our nation's strongest asset, our working class heroes. And I want to be able to move an agenda forward that can help support our working class heroes in terms of job creation and putting everyone back to work.
How are you going to do that, though? I mean, we hear this, candidates want to put people back to work. What's your plan?
In terms of getting people back to work, the simplest way is I would like to see a Congressional Responsibility Act. Right now in the United States Senate, there's a bill. It's sponsored by a Republican and a Democrat. It's called the Regulatory Fairness Act of 2014. And Senator Vitter, Senator Vitter has realized that the EPA is grossly overstepped in establishing their permitting process, and they're moving in this legislation to stop the U.S. Senate from stopping the EPA and other regulatory agencies from overstepping their grounds. If we look at Rosemont Copper, for example, we've seen a lot of going on in terms of the EPA and other various and sundry agencies in terms of limiting and how the process and permitting process is going. And we could put Americans back to work simply by limiting the overreach of government and creating 2,000-3,000 jobs right off the bat with a company like Rosemont.
I assume you are for the Rosemont Mine Project?
Yeah, I'm 100% for the Rosemont Copper.
You're not worried, as Congressman Grijalva is, about the air and water quality issues?
The Rosemont Copper issue is the same as the Keystone XL pipeline issue. The environmental studies have been done, and they realize there's not going to be a severe environmental impact. But Grijalva's environmental extremism is part of our nation's problem in terms of putting Americans back to work. Congressman Grijalva and the rest of his progressive caucus would rather stop opportunity and create unemployment benefits rather than creating jobs.
Before you get to move on to meet Congressman Grijalva, you have to win a primary that right now would pit you against Gabby Sauceda Mercer, who has run before for the office. How do you see that race shaping up between you and Miss Mercer?
It's looking positive for our team. Our team's active. We're getting out. We're stumping the pavement like we're supposed to, and we're getting our message out, and we're focusing on the issues. And the issues are resonating across the board, whether it be independents, Republicans. It's a sound message, and that's really all we're focusing on right now.
You admitted to Tim Steller in the Arizona Daily Star in his column a week or so ago. You admitted to a checkered past that has included a couple of DUI convictions. Is your opponent, Ms. Mercer, using this to paint you as somewhat of a loose cannon?
You know, I try not to get too involved with it. The issue's out. We confronted it. We talked about it. But more importantly, if a candidate has to attack another candidate, it just shows their weakness. After everything came out and the fact that I was a Democrat for a couple of years at one time, we gave a speech. I gave a speech over at the at a Republican Club meeting, and overwhelmingly, the party loyals voted 70.5% in favor of me. The undecideds were at 18% roughly, and Ms. Mercer only had 11.7% of the vote. I don't think that what she's doing is really hurting me, because the reality is the issues are what's critical to the voters today. They're tired of the mudslinging. They're tired of the bashing, because when you send politicians like that to Washington, D.C., they don't know what they're doing. They want a person who knows the issues, has the experience and the tenacity, one, to fight against Raul Grijalva, two, beat Raul Grijalva, and to put an agenda forward that could actually put Americans back to work and create energy independence.
So you think your personal background with your problems with law enforcement shouldn't be an issue in this campaign?
In addition to those problems, during the entire time, I've been a friend of law enforcement, whether it be the United States Border Patrol, whether it be the local police officers or state agencies. I've worked to bring funding for a lot of those agencies. I worked directly with them in terms of immigration policy, making sure that our first line of defense is protected and that they're well-funded and have the technology needed. You know, I've made mistakes in my life, and the reality is we need to move on, and hopefully the people can trust me. The only thing I could do is create the trust of the constituents of Congressional District 3, and hopefully I can put forward my message. And if it, you know, in the event they elect me, I'll be sure to represent them with, you know, integrity and honesty, as I've shown during this campaign.
How about national security and foreign policy, Mr. Olivas?
I have extensive knowledge about national security and foreign policy. One, the border issue. During the 11 years I spent working for members of Congress, I worked on immigration issues. I was involved with the last major immigration reform in 1996, IRA-IRA. The border issues presently, I'm being advised by some of the top members of the Arizona, particularly in terms of security, who actually work for the different agencies, and getting that, and along with my experience now. And national security, it's incumbent. One, we need to create energy independence, and we need to focus on our individual and economic freedoms. Our economic position in this country is vital to our national security, and quite frankly, we have to start paying attention to the national security of the United States rather than confusing it with the national security of other nations.
You know, so many times now with these primaries, it comes down on the Republican side, who is the most conservative, who has the Tea Party wing of the party in their corner. Do you consider yourself more conservative than Ms. Sauceda Mercer?
I've been labeled what I am. I'm a fiscal conservative, and, you know, I have libertarian leanings. The reality is I believe that this country's gone too far in infringing in our civil liberties. And fiscally, I'm extremely conservative. All you have to do is look at Ms. Mercer's FEC reports and show how fiscally irresponsible she is.
Well, I want to also talk a little bit about the border, and we hear so much about securing the border. Is it possible to even secure the border? Is that something that can be obtained?
It is. Sadly, what we've seen over the years is, let's say, for example, they secure the Texas border, then it shifts over to Arizona and California. What we need is the actual manpower and technology to truly secure our borders. And we have to give those in our first line of defense of security the resources necessary to stop it. So, one, we need boots on the ground, and number two, they need the resources in order to enforce policy. Sadly, right now, our Border Patrol officers are going through serious problems. I have reports from people who advise me that there are rocks being thrown at them. The Mexican police has actually crossed the border numerous times, and they've had to hide from gunfire, but the administration has done everything in their power to reduce their ability to protect themselves. And return fire. Our country really needs a focus on our border, and we have to start considering the processes in order to make Mexico, in fact, more responsible for their population. It's sad when a nation has millions of people fleeing the country. It's time Mexico begins to take a look at their own social culture and economic culture and start identifying what their problems are to keep their citizens from wanting to flee the country.
All right. We've only got about a minute or so, but I'd like to bring Christopher, one of the callers to the Buckmaster Show, has a question for Mike Olivas, candidate for Congress in CD3. Go ahead, Christopher.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. Mr. Olivas, you talked about one of your priorities being getting Americans back to work, which is a great priority. My question to you is, what experience do you have in the private sector? I know in the intro they mentioned that you had worked on Capitol Hill and so forth as a staffer, but yes. Private sectors, what have you done?
Well, 10 years ago, I did what most politicians should do. I started my own company. And within the first year, we ended up in 23 countries in this globe, assisting, fighting, defending local governments, businesses, and individuals from extremist policies here, and assisting U.S. corporations expand markets abroad. I've been doing that for 10 years. And now it's time, like I said, I want to be able to come back to the public sector, represent Arizona with an understanding of experience in the private sector, along with experience in the government sector, and helping reduce, one, our deficit and reducing the size of government.
Michael.
That'll assist us in terms of moving corporations. I understand clearly what it means, and you can go to my website and then contact me personally if you want more information. I have experience helping, the biggest problem is getting, let's say, for example, back when I worked for a member of Congress, we helped streamline the NEPA process with Phelps Dodge in Safford so they could get that mine up and moving quicker. They had the environmental studies, but as you can look at Rosemont, there's significant problems there in getting these mines up and moving. And I have those experiences, sir.
Mr. Olivas, we're going to have to leave it right there. People can find out more about you at Olivas, that's Olivas, 2014.com. Thank you for spending part of your lunch hour with us.
Thank you. I appreciate you, Bill.
Thanks
a
lot. Coming up on 1217 on the Buckmaster Show, we will be right back.
Hi, this is Keith from American Openings. You've heard me talk about our replacement windows. Now listen to what some of our customers have to say.
Before we had the windows replaced, we could barely see out of them.
My windows were single pane, costing me more money and energy.
We called American Openings. They came out, measured all of our windows. There weren't going to be any gimmicks, no big surprises at the end.
He told us about the warranty and the process of the work.
When they said they'd guarantee it for life, I was sold. It was definitely a seamless scheduling process.
They installed these in one day, and I didn't think it was possible.
There was no drywall damage. There was no stucco damage on the outside of our home. No problems whatsoever with any of the custom orders that we needed done.
Everything went super smooth, and they did not have to go in and re-stucco anything.
They said what they were going to do, and they did it.
They really improved the looks of my home. I love them.
The choice for replacing your windows is clear. American Openings, Arizona's window manufacturer, 664-1202, or visit AmericanOpenings.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Widened and improved roads, new bike lanes, sidewalks, pedestrian crossings, and bus pullouts. Many of these safety improvements are funded by the Regional Transportation Authority through its 20-year plan, which is making a difference in our lives.
Hi, I'm Lori. I live near the Twin Peaks Interchange. Since that new interchange and road opened, life has become a whole lot simpler. The new road saves me time, and it's a beautiful drive. I love it.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you since 2006. Visit rtamobility.com or Facebook. Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay, okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Switch to Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 a month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Get a 30-day money-back guarantee and free professional installation with a 3-year agreement. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Offer ends 4/30/14. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Speed comparison based on Cox Business Internet 150 megabits per second service versus basic 1.5 DSL. Actual speeds vary. Limited 30-day money-back guarantee. Exclusions and other restrictions apply.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Shelley Fishman is a certified financial planner professional. The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. To determine which investments may be appropriate for you, consult with your financial advisor or tax advisor prior to investing.
And welcome to our Tuesday Moneymaker Report, Shelley Fishman. Shelley, how are you?
I'm well today. Bill, how are you doing?
Doing very well. Thank you for asking. I think that the market is showing not so much today, but a little bit of recovery.
Well, actually, we've pretty much recovered everything that we lost in January.
I wondered about that. Where are we for the year?
We're about flat. We ended up December on a high, mm-hmm. and not a Colorado high, a national high, and pulled back about 6% in January, and now we've recovered. Yesterday, we actually were exceeding those highs in intraday trading. Today, we're down a couple of points, essentially flat. Just people kind of consolidating the trades that they've made over the past week or two. So what we thought might have been a pullback or a correction turns out not to have been a correction. And so I'm still expecting that there will be one this year.
What was the factor that turned things around?
Well, again, the economy is on a steady improvement. It's not going gangbusters, but on the other hand, it's doing well enough. And we're seeing forecasts for growth in the area of 3 to 3.5% this year. Corporate profits are very, very healthy. The unemployment numbers are improving every month. When you take a look at it month by month, you see some stumbles along the way. But when you take a look at the economy in general, and most importantly, compare it to our trading partners, compare it to the rest of the industrialized world, and see that we are outpacing them on the recovery, then you can see that this kind of middle-of-the-road approach that we took really worked, Bill, in ways that are kind of surprising. I mean, you know, you had people on the left saying more stimulus, more steam, and people on the right saying let the market kind of do its thing. We took a middle of the road approach. We did some stimulus. We did some tax cutting.
We kind of mix and match.
Yeah. We did some regulations that we thought needed to be done. But
and then the new Fed chair got involved.
And the new Fed chair
not
is involved. Janet.
Involved, but not a lot involved.
Well, remember, Janet Yellen was the vice chair. So she and Bernanke worked together for years. Bernanke, a Republican. Janet Yellen, a Democrat. We had Treasury Secretary Geithner, who was a Republican. We had the advisors to the president, largely on the left side of the economic spectrum. And so the policies are very middle-of-the-road policies. And when you take a look at Europe, when you take a look at some of the developing countries and see the different approaches that they took to the crisis, and you see that we outpaced them, I think we did a pretty good job. And the market votes with its dollars, and the market has voted very positively in the recovery. Europe is catching up to the market improvements. I have some of my clients invested in European markets, Northern Europe, not Southern Europe, and they're doing well. The bond market is surprisingly robust, even though everybody agrees interest rates are going to go up. They have crept up a little bit, but the bond market, which took a real big hit last May, has almost fully recovered from that hit. People's portfolios as a result, whether they're conservative portfolios, bond-heavy, income-heavy, or more aggressive portfolios with more risk in them, they've all done well. So it's an interesting time in the markets. And what we're seeing now from most advisors and from most people who advise advisors is that we're coming to a more normal time, a time in the markets that is going to resemble the past 80 years more than the past 10.
Shelley Fishman is with us. It is our Tuesday Moneymaker Report. Shelley, certified financial planner. And Shelley, we over the last couple of sessions with you, we've been talking about some of the things about the relationship between a client and a certified financial advisor. And I think it's worth repeating that you need to meet one-on-one with your thinking about a certified financial planner, get to know that person. Bring some questions, and then both of you can decide whether it's going to be a fit.
Absolutely, and it has to be a collaboration. Bill, one of the things that is talked about in my profession is the idea that clients seem to be intimidated by the expertise or the supposed expertise that advisors have. Hmm. And as a result, clients are reluctant to push back and challenge and ask the tough questions that they need to be asking before they hire an advisor or keep the relationship going. It's very important that a client understand that they're the customer, that the advisor is working for them, and that there is, you know, no matter how fancy the office or no matter how lofty that advisor might seem in terms of his or her reputation or years in the business or you know, whatever the trappings of their success might be, the client is still the customer, and the customer has a right and a responsibility to ask tough questions, not only about what the advisor charges and how the advisor gets paid, but what the advisor's background is, what his expertise is, how his back office operates, what kind of support he gets from the home office, what kind of supervision he or she gets from you know, whatever line chains of command they have.
How are you regulated?
You bet. I mean, those things, of course, apply across the board, but a client needs to understand those things. And so it is very, very important that clients not feel in any way intimidated when they do this very important job of selecting a new advisor or what is also a very conscious decision, the conscious decision to keep the advisor you have.
Why do you think people are intimidated, though? Because their knowledge of the financial scene might be less than they would like.
I think that's it. In part, I think that people tend to believe that the choices that they've made in the past are good ones, and there is a kind of a hesitance to make changes. You know, how often do you challenge your doctor? You know, the doctor advises something, and do you say, no, I don't want to do that, or explain to me better why that's the right thing for me to do.
Why do I really need this test?
Why do I really need this test, or are there alternatives? You know, do you do that with your doctor? Some people do, most people don't.
Most don't.
And I'm not equating myself with a doctor, but the relationship is still one of power and shouldn't be.
All right, Shelley, we're going to wrap it up. Where can people get a hold of you?
Bill, 940-0884, or on thebuckmastershow.com, or on shelleyfishman.com. Either way, reach me, give me a call, and we'll get together and see if a relationship with me makes sense.
All right, Shelley, I hope it's a very productive and profitable week for you.
You too, Bill. Thanks. Thank you.
The opinions voiced in this program segment are for general information only and are not necessarily those of LPL Financial or this station. Shelley Fishman, CFP, is an LPL Financial Planner. Shelley can be reached at 520-940-0884 or at his website, shelleyfishman.com. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Viral Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Viro Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Viro Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Viro Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Viro Amore on the web at viroamore.com.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com, or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com. April is Earth Month at UA Biosphere 2, where every weekend in April experience programs that will inspire a better understanding of our world. Weekend themes include the Weather, Ocean, Energy, and Earth Day weekend, where special hands-on activities and live animals will be featured. Also new and just opened are the exciting Ocean and Rainforest Gallery exhibitions. Both of these fascinating immersion projects are open daily. More at b2science.org. Visit Biosphere 2 today. The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. Since 1987, Tucson's been home to one of America's premier sources of fine Persian and top-quality imported rugs at competitive and affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 26 years as the place to see one-of-a-kind, new and antique quality rugs. The Rug Gallery in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and at RugGalleryAZ.com and on Facebook or call 571-RUGS or 571-7847.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerville Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Well, 12:35 on the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show. We are joined now by Dr. Jen Wilcox. Dr. Wilcox, the first shelter vet, full-time shelter staff veterinarian at the Pima Animal Care Center. Dr. Jen, how are you?
I'm doing well, taking a little time out of what's otherwise been
a
crazy
schedule.
Day.
I really appreciate you coming down to the station. Yeah, rather than just picking up the phone and doing this by phone, but it is good to meet you and have you here in studio.
Absolutely, and I really appreciate the interest that a lot of Tucson has shown in making good changes over at Pima Animal Care.
And you started your job in February. You left the Humane Society of Southern Arizona to take on this first really staff vet position. You operate, as Tim Steller pointed out in the Arizona Daily Star in his column Sunday, you operate in a rather cramped, maybe that's being generous, cramped quarters at the Pima Animal Care Center, which is really in need of an upgrade. I think most people would admit that things need to change there as far as the fiscal plan.
Sure, definitely. So though we've been given a lot of great resources in terms of hiring up some staff and getting some basic medical care started, we just don't have the room to treat as many sick animals that pour into PAC every day. Those that have just been hit by cars, to those that, you know, puppies with parvo, kittens with ringworm. It is really mind-boggling how many animals are uncared for in this community, and they're coming in homeless.
By having you on staff, can this make a big difference in getting these animals that perhaps would be, with a broken limb of some kind, perhaps they would not be adoptable? Now that you're on staff, you can kind of get these animals back up to health and ready for adoption.
Yeah, that's the goal. And we have a lot of really great rescue partners that come to PAC and see that some animals are beyond what we can do, and we have some groups that have great relationships with other veterinary clinics, and so we work in partnership to do as much as we can, and we still gratefully accept all the rescue groups' help toward, you know, spreading out the care as much as we can.
Are these animals that you're seeing in pretty bad shape, the ones that come to you?
Oh yeah,
they are.
Yeah, it's. I mean, you. When you see enough of them, it doesn't bring you to tears every day, but it's sometimes quite sad.
Taking those images home must be difficult for you, but I guess if you concentrate on some of the more happier stories, it helps get through the day.
Definitely, and it's extremely rewarding to see an animal come in. It's been hit by car, it's in pain, and we now have the means of controlling the pain. We just need a place for them to rest quietly until we can get them splinted and get them healing. We really, really need foster homes, people that could, you know, spare a bathroom or an extra bedroom that could take on some of these cases that just need some time to mend. And boy, we have a lot of animals like that that would do really well and just with just a little bit of quiet extra care.
Things have been getting much better at the Pima Animal Care Center. The center launched its first foster care program. You said there's this huge need for foster care. There's a gentleman that we interviewed on the program that is now your adoption coordinator. So, I mean, things are improving there. However, the facility itself and those who are saying, well, we just can't afford this here in Pima County, I challenge those people to take a tour of the Pima Animal Care Center. Check it out yourself. And if you think things are fine the way they are for the animals right now, well, that's your choice. But before making a decision on this big bond election, I would really want people to take a look at the conditions you're working in. It's a very cramped facility.
Yeah, cramped and dark, mm-hmm. and really not designed for the number of animals that we house there. Perhaps if it were, it was designed at a time when it wasn't an adoption center. But now that we're trying to save more, we have to have isolation areas for animals that are most at risk, like the old ones and the really, really young ones. And there really just is no way to do good shelter medicine when you don't have means of getting some populations safe and isolated from others. Right now, it's all just a big mix mash, and we hang signs hoping to educate people, this dog's got an ear infection versus this puppy shouldn't be handled for risk of giving it parvo.
The Tent City, is that now up and operating?
It is. I think
the Tent City is emblematic, I think, of the conditions there and the cramped quarters. The Tent City is not designed to be a long-term fix for the Pima Animal Care Center. It's really kind of a stopgap, isn't it, Dr. Jen?
It is, especially as we come into the busiest time of year, which is spring and summer. If you go to the tent, you'll notice that the kennels, they're really clean and they're nice and they're new, but they're very close together. And once we have 100 dogs up there, it's going to be a pretty loud place. And I'm hoping that everyone will recognize that it's a temporary fix to a really big problem that we haven't yet dealt with as a community. And we're kind of behind the times in that regard. And I'm really excited with some of the changes that have already happened, but we've got a ways to go.
Dr. Jen Wilcox is with us. She is the really first staff kennel veterinarian. You have other vets who still play a role, right? That come on a contract basis that are extremely important to the operation of the Pima Animal Care Center.
Yeah, and Dr. Lilly is still at PAC, and she does all of the cruelty investigation work, which is it's a surprisingly large number of animals that come in where the conditions of their husbandry are very substandard. And so she is still in charge of tracking all of that.
And as Tim Steller pointed out in his fine piece on Sunday, it isn't the center is not just about animals, stray animals, but there are other responsibilities, health violations, and all these other things that are charged with the Pima Animal Care Center. It's a huge umbrella for animal welfare.
Absolutely. I mean, our enforcement officers are working many, many hours a day and have to see some of the saddest cases you could possibly imagine. And it's up to them to educate the public and try to keep those animals from coming into the facility. But every night and every morning, their trucks back in and they're unloading more and more and more. And those are the animals that haven't been cared for in most cases and really need the county's attention. But I think education is going to be such a huge part of turning around the culture here in Tucson.
Spay and neutering, so critical.
Yeah, and it's amazing. I think, you go to some areas of town and that is the norm, and others, you still find that most people are, they're getting the puppies in the Walmart parking lot, or they have litters and litters of kittens every year, and it just hasn't quite occurred to them that they have many resources in this community to get access to free surgeries. And there are lots of places that, that are wanting to help these folks, but they just haven't heard about them yet.
And the number of animals being the percentage, as I pointed out in the beginning of the interview, it's gone up really pretty dramatically. You are able, I believe, to save pretty much 3 out of 4 animals now that are coming through the shelter. Am I close on those numbers?
Yeah, you are. And but that's, I think we can do much, much better than that.
I mean, of course, the goal would be pretty much to make this a no-kill shelter, unless an animal, of course, was that had to be put down was. There were some really dramatic reasons for that.
Yeah, I think everyone at PAC wants, perhaps not to have a title of no kill, but wants to save as many as we can, because we just don't accept that there's no longer any options for some of these animals. We can treat a lot more than we've treated in the past, and behavioral rehabilitation will be a huge part of what we do. But a lot of that is going to depend on having the right space in order to rehabilitate animals, because we can't do it and what we're in right now.
And there's, of course, our friend Barbara Brown with the Community Foundation of Southern Arizona, such a huge supporter of animal welfare issues, has been on this program many times, and she always urges folks, not only go to the shelter, check it out, but go out and volunteer, walk some of these animals. Some of these animals have been at the shelter many, many months, far too long.
It's true, and one of the things that keeps animals healthy and happy is getting positive reinforcement, getting positive interactions with people, because a lot of dogs will shut down, and cats the same, if they don't get that care.
Pretty much just give up.
Yeah, that interaction. And an unhappy animal is a sick animal. And from my perspective, I need to make them as happy as possible. So dog walking's huge, with people that come in and do massage and Reiki, people that come in just to give little flakes of tuna to sick cats. It's really, volunteers have made some of the key changes that we've seen in the past few months.
Dr. Jen Wilcox, the first staff, a shelter veterinarian at Pima Animal Care Center. Good luck to you in your duties there, and we'll let you get back to work. But I do appreciate you coming down to the station today. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much.
All right, 12:46 on the Buckmaster Show. We will be right back.
This is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. Whether you shower, clean, or drink it, you will come in contact with water every day. So the question is, how often do you think about what's in your water, and how is your water affecting you and your loved ones? The fact is, there are likely contaminants in your water that will have an effect on the taste and smell of the water, not to mention why water is chlorinated. The good news is that Culligan has a solution. The Culligan AC30 Reverse Osmosis Drinking Water System is the powerful solution for filtering out impurities that affect your water. This state-of-the-art solution reduces chlorine and other contaminants that affect the taste and smell of your water. Of course, some contaminants may not be in your water. Why not take your drinking water to the next level with a Culligan drinking water system for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months service on an annual rental agreement? Call 792-9700 for details. That's 792-9700, or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Hi, I'm Steve Christie. I've served as an RTA board member since 2009 and through last year as its chairman. The RTA continues to be a most successful regional effort, with the RTA and our member jurisdictions completing so far more than 540 construction projects to reduce congestion, increase our safety, and improve crosstown mobility. As part of the original Citizens Advisory Committee, I'm proud of our citizen-driven plan as well as the RTA's accomplishments. We deliver, we promise. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Inside Tucson Business is your best source for the business news of metropolitan Tucson. Whether you own or manage a company, want to start your own company, or just want to know what's happening with the region's economy, you need to read Inside Tucson Business, Southern Arizona's business news leader. Read us online at InsideTucsonBusiness.com or call 294-1200 to get your copy today. Inside Tucson Business. It's not personal. It's just business.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
Another business trip? Why don't you just drive instead of fly?
Well, nobody brings me snacks or drinks in my car. Very seldom do I get to watch a first-run movie or take a nap while driving.
No, seriously. It must be much cheaper to drive.
Not really. I checked out TIA's cost comparison calculator. Flying from Tucson isn't just convenient. It can actually save money.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's VSCOT.com.
Eagle Eye Rare Coins is Tucson's only nationally recognized coin dealer. For more than 20 years, owner and rare coin expert Rick Snow has been Tucson's trusted advisor in evaluating your coins, currency, collectibles, gold, and silver. Eagle Eye Rare Coins at 6464 East Grant Road, next to the Fort Lowell Post Office, and on the web at TucsonSilverAndGold.com or call 498-4615.
Minutes to one on the Tuesday edition of the Buckmaster Show, presented by Silver City in Grant County, New Mexico. We send so many Buckmaster Show listeners over to Silver City, and we're happy to do so. It's such a great area, about a mile high elevation, one of America's top 100 arts communities. So if you're looking for a great weekend getaway this weekend, just three and a half hours east of Tucson to historic Silver City for the fine listing of places to stay and things to do, visit southwestnewmexico.org. You'll see the great places to stay, like Cottage of Whispering Canyon. Well, the Arizona Technology Council had a whole host of 2014 legislative and public policy priorities. We're going to check in now with Alex Rodriguez. Alex is the director of the Southern Arizona Office for the Arizona Technology Council. Alex is a former president of the Tucson Unified School District Governing Board, a one-time congressional candidate and business executive at Raytheon Missile Systems, and is founder of the Tucson-based Client Attraction Strategy Group. Alex, how are you? It's good to see you again.
Bill, it's fantastic to be with you today.
Well, we started off the new year. You were one of our guests early on this year talking about some of the priorities that the Tech Council had for this session. I know you've paid quite a few visits to the legislative area and the legislative arena in Phoenix. Tell us, how did it go?
We sure have. Bill, it's interesting. With the budget agreement of last night, over $9 billion agreement on both the House and Senate side, a lot of work been done there to reach that agreement, and we'll have to wait and see what the governor does. But you are correct. We presented a very robust public policy priorities agenda for this session. And I can tell you, of the two most pressing legislative bills that we were putting forward, they are actually not moving. In fact, with this budget process and the focus on getting a budget deal, we were unsuccessful with respect to the research and development, the refundable research and development tax credit. It's actually a program that's already on the books, Bill, and what that does is it takes $5 million and distributes it among companies that are engaged in research and development. They can use that money today to put it into either more research or to hire top talent to make the product fruition come to life.
This sort of the bill on this was then $5 million.
It is $5 million today.
It seems like a very small investment in the future of technology.
In fact, that's the reason why we were looking to
I'm baffled, but I shouldn't be, I guess, when it comes to the legislature. Anything is possible, but $5 million seems like a very small investment in one of the cornerstones of the future economic driver of this state. And that's technology.
You know, Bill, and maybe a small program on the bigger budget of $9 billion.
Yeah.
And yet, to a small business in central Tucson, it makes a world of difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so we will continue to push for that particular legislation. Our hope is to get it to $15 million so that we have even more impact in that part of the tech sector and the economy. Research and development is absolutely imperative for future product commercialization.
What was the other key piece of legislation that didn't move?
It's interesting, but that one was the Early Stage Venture Capital Fund, and our intent with that is very simple, is to help galvanize capital formation in the state of Arizona for the most promising technologies and early stage companies that need the wherewithal in order to grow and scale. You know, we've actually lost 8 very prominent companies that were born here whose idea was Tucson or Phoenix based, and yet now they're in other states in the country because they just simply could not find the funding for it. And
Seems, Alex, so short-sighted. My goodness. You say we've lost these companies. We can't afford to lose these kinds of companies to places like Austin. I don't know if they went to Austin, but the competitors, surrounding high-tech competitors.
Well, it's a big gap, and I'll tell you why. New Mexico, Nevada, Utah, California, all the neighboring states, actually including Mexico, Bill, actually have an early stage venture fund of this nature. So again, that's one bill that we will see come back if it's not going to move at all in this session.
Who are your champions that were trying to move this legislation for you?
In the case of the bill for the early stage formation, capital formation, it was Senator Yarbrough, and he chairs the committee where it was assigned. And so we're going to work with not only with him, but all members of the House and Senate to get a fair shake as we go forward.
And the reason that these pieces just didn't move forward, what were you told? That the state couldn't afford it? Is that what they were telling you?
Yes, the budget. If it's not inside the budget, it's going to be tough to get any hearing at all. Mm. And so that was a very significant part of it, Bill.
The Arizona Tech Council is so important in this state, and you have some of your big members. I mean, you have the Raytheon here in Southern Arizona.
That's correct.
But there are so many. What is the number of companies that are involved with this?
We're actually close to 800 companies now.
Wow.
And companies very prominent technology-based companies like Google and GoDaddy are now active with the Tech Council here in the state of Arizona. And you're right. All the major companies from Intel to Raytheon are active with us as well. But what is interesting is that we're reflective of the Arizona economy. The vast majority of our members are small or mid-sized businesses, and we're here to support them to do the blocking and tackling that will help with them being able to grow their business.
And we have that facility. Is it Apple that's got the big facility coming up in Chandler?
That's correct.
I mean, these are a lot of jobs.
Yeah, they are, and we've been excited to see a number of firms like Apple and Intel announce that they're expanding operations here in Arizona. And frankly, one of the reasons why is because we are working hard to create that economic climate that's favorable to the tech sector. Our vision is to be the fastest growing state in the nation as a tech hub. And so we need a promising legislation like these two pieces that I articulated to be able to accelerate that vision.
Alex Rodriguez, where can people find out more about the Arizona Technology Council, maybe a full listing of all your members and yes. what you do?
Sure. They can visit us at aztechcouncil.org, aztechcouncil.org.
Alex Rodriguez, always good to see you, and keep up the fight, because this is certainly something that is so important to the state's economy, and we didn't get a chance to talk about how many jobs are affected, but it's a lot, isn't it?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And you can count on that. We will continue the fight, and thank you very much.
Alex Rodriguez with us on The Buckmaster Show. We've got about a minute left of today's program. We do want to say thank you very much to our friends at Culligan Water. Culligan, it's better bottled water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your year-round residential and commercial needs. We thank Culligan. All of our in-studio guests are enjoying a nice chilled bottle of Culligan water. We thank them for supplying the water. Coming up tomorrow morning, Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. Then a new show, a new daily talk show here from 8 to 9 in the morning, Christy Simone. The show is called The Daily Double. It's Chris plus a guest host every day here on KVOI AM 1030 The Voice. On behalf of producer Rosemary Brandt, I'm Bill Buckmaster. We'll be back with you at 12:04 tomorrow afternoon with The Buckmaster Show. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at kvoi.com.